When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool are back in action tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Etihad Stadium, Manchester City, Liverpool Football Club, Carabao Cup action. Finally, let's get back to business. The Reds are back in action. I'll be going to the game. I cannot wait. And this is the starting 11 prediction show for that game. This is the 11 that I think Klopp and Linders will put out to face Manchester City tomorrow night. So, behind me, I've got every player I think is available for Liverpool Football Club. Some notable absences. So, there's no Kurt Jones, there's no Canate, there's no Diaz, there's no Jota, and there's no Virgil van Dijk in the matchday squad, as far as I'm aware, for tomorrow evening. That leaves us with these beautiful boys behind me. So we've got four goalkeepers to pick from, we've got loads of defenders, a few midfielders, and a few strikers to pick from as well. So I'm going to start off with the goalkeeper, of course. Now, I think it's Kelleher's competition, so I'm going to throw him straight in there. I'm going to put Davies, Adrian, and Alisson all over here for now. I've got no idea how many subs I'm allowed in this competition. I should have probably checked it out, but I didn't care to, so shoot me. I'm really sorry. As far as left back goes, it's a straight up shootout between Kostas Tsimikas and Andy Robertson. I think that Klopp goes strong for this game, stronger than maybe some people would think, and that means that Andy Robertson takes the place of left back. As far as centre halves go, we've got a choice of Nat Phillips, we've got Joe Gomez, we've got Jarrell Quonset, and we've got Joel Matip. So I'm going to go that it goes with Joe Gomez and Joel Matip. Move Quonset and Phillips over to this side of the board. Then we're looking at a right back next. So the choices, I think, is a pretty simple one. We've seen a lot of James Milner at right back at the moment. Whoa, nice hands. Well done, Chris. You're welcome. Yeah, a little bit of Trent Alexander-Arnold, I think, is going to play right back. I don't think it's going to be James Milner in this one. Then I've got a choice here between Stefan Bajcetic and James Milner to play the DM, because I don't think Fabinho is going to be quite ready for this one. I don't think Naby Keita is going to be quite ready for a centre midfield role. Jordan Henderson trained individually, so I don't think he's quite ready either. So I'm going to go with Harvey Elliott and Thiago. I'm going to move Bobby Clark over here as well. Might have to move these lads a little bit further down here. I'm going to go with Bajcetic for now. And there's your youth and experience, and Thiago. Then we've got Oxlade-Chamberlain. I think he's going to play Nunes off the left. I think he plays Bobby through the centre and Mo Salah on the right-hand side. So that's my 11. I think that I'm going to go for. As far as subs goes, he might just give Alisson the night off. And that means that it might just be Adrian. So I'm going to remove him. He's going to want a left back on there. He's going to want a centre half on there, almost definitely. Is he going to want Quonset? Probably not. I think he'll probably go with Nat Phillips. Keita, is he going to be on the bench there? Doak's going to be on the bench. Carvalho's going to be on the bench. Milner's going to be on the bench. Ox, Bobby Clark, and maybe Jordan Henderson. Something like that. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I don't know if you're allowed 10. I'm going to stick with those 10 for now. Got no idea if you're allowed 10 subs. So, yeah, let's have a little look at that then. Kelleher hitting goal. Robertson left back. Joe Gomez, Joel Matip, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Stefan Bajcetic, Thiago, Elliott, Nunes, Firmino and Salah. So it is a really strong side that I've picked there. Is there anybody that you think deserves to start in this one? Same as Champions League with the subs, right? So that's your entire squad then, is that right? I've got no idea why the comments don't seem to be working for me right now. So you'll have to bear with me 1 second while I try and get them back up. So, don't know why those comments weren't working then, to be honest with you. Let's go to this one and see if that works. Ah, okay. Here we go. When's the match, says Ratul. It is 8 o'clock. Tomorrow evening. You seriously think that's a strong team, says Albert Buffo? Yeah, I think that is a strong side, to be honest with you. I think you're probably one centre-half away from a debatable back four that's perfect. I mean, obviously Virgil van Dijk comes in, then it take your pick over Matip or Ibu Konate. Obviously Kelleher, I think, is a very, very, very good second goalkeeper, not quite at the level of Alisson, of course. I think the midfield, yeah, one midfielder away, and that's pretty much as strong as we can possibly go right now. Obviously, if you're comparing strength to the squad when there are no injuries, then it's not going to be quite there, but that's that. Van Dijk had a little bit of an extended break after the World Cup. He's played the most minutes out of any Liverpool player so far this season. It's around about the 1,900 minute mark. He also played the most minutes out of every Liverpool player in the World Cup, around about the 480 minute mark, I think it was, in the World Cup. So that's why I think he's been given the extended break. So Charles Thompson says 11 players missing for City. Jay Busy says Doak starts over Bobby. Let's have a little look at that then. I can't see it happening, to be honest with you. I think he comes on. I do. I think he comes on at some point. Obviously, the other about 2 months ago now, he came on that right hand side, didn't he? And tore things up. I'm excited to see more of him, to be honest with you. I want to see him in this game at some point. Maybe 30 minutes to go, 20 minutes to go, something like that. Get on there. It's exciting hearing Pep Linders talk about him, obviously in the press conference, and reading the quotes from him as well, talking about, you know, how quickly he learns things. He's technically good, he's very, very fast when you pair them together, and you also add in the fact that he learns very, very quickly. That's obviously something that, you know, Pep Linders has seen. That's something that I've heard from one of the coaches at Liverpool as well. So that's great to be backed up by one of the first team coaches. So that's brilliant. I think the other thing is, he was talking very highly about Bajcetic and Bobby Clark, and you know, they're obviously trying to force their way into the first team right now. They're a long way from doing it, of course, but every time Bajcetic has come on or played the game for Liverpool, I felt really comfortable. He looks like a player. He carries himself like he's got time on the ball, and sometimes that's one of the hardest things for a young player, to come in and not rush things. Just the game slows down a little bit the more experience you get, and Bajcetic, it doesn't look like it's too fast for him, even at this early stage. Don't you think Timokas, I'm going to try and say his name right this time, because I asked him the other day how to say it, and then I said it wrong afterwards because I wasn't listening, because I was concentrating on my next question. He said it's Timokas. He said, you literally take the S out of it. I don't think that Timokas is going to be playing. It sounds so weird to say. It seems wrong. At some point down the line, I'll start saying Timokas again, and I apologise, Kostas Timokas, but I just prefer to say Timokas. Oh my God, I can't even say it now. I don't know when it is. Don't know how to do it. Don't know. Adita Ziadav says, I think Hendo will start. So where do you think... So the reason I didn't pick Henderson to start in this game is simply the fact that when they were training on Monday, he was still training on his own. He did a little bit of an individual session and didn't join in the team session with everybody else. So that made me think there's still a little bit of something, whether it's the training and the games with England, has just meant that, yeah, he wants to get back in. He wants to continue and get ready for this Liverpool as captain of Liverpool Football Club, get ready for the second phase of the season. But I think they're probably looking at the amount of games that are coming up, and I don't think Jordan myself will be involved from the start, certainly. But it's an interesting shout again, more off the fact that he wasn't fully involved in team. Liverpool for life says Fab over Gomez. What? Fabinho over Gomez? Are you mad? Did Fabinho not even make me bench? Where's Fabinho? Oh, there he is down there. Gomez! Don't be ridiculous. That's stupid. There's no way he's going to play Fabinho at centre-half when we've got Joe Gomez. Surely not. Surely not. Someone in there is talking about Naby Keita. Naby Keita, he probably played, what, 2 30-minute games, something like that. Again, a player that, you know, when he's on form, when he's in the side, when he's fit, he's very, very good. We just don't see it often enough. I'm not putting Naby in the side. I'll just find out who it was that said that. Football Gospel says Naby starts, Chris. I don't think he does, and I think that's because he's only played 2 30-minute games, give or take a few minutes here and there so far. If he'd have played like 2 60s, I'd maybe be tempted to put Naby Keita in, but because I think he played like 2 30s, I'm going to go that Thiago starts over Naby Keita, and maybe Naby gets introduced at some point during the game and said, Keita's been injured for a year, he is not fit to play, says Aeon. Absolutely agree with that. Liverpool for Life 69 says, three at the back, sorry, right, is this your Fabinho over Joe Gomez stuff? I'm still not sure. I feel like you're clutching at straws here, because playing a right back and a left back, what's your plan here? Right, you wanted me to take Gomez out and put Fabinho in. Where? I've got no idea. What are we going for here?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Like a 3-2-2-3. I've got no idea. I feel like you're clutching at straws, mate. I really do. I'm just going to drop it. Even if you reply now, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to go back to the board and put Fabinho in over Joe Gomez. It's just not happening. You've had 2 attempts at it. It's not worked. We're just going to have to move on, mate. I'm sorry. It's just the way that it is. Thiago, stay where you are, you naughty boy.
Trick Josh, hiya mate. I trust Klopp to make the right decisions. He's a genius. Ben Henriques, Chris, do you think we'll keep playing a 4-1-2-1-2? I think what we decided towards the back end of the first half of the season, does that make sense, towards the back end of the first half of the season? Yeah, it does, is that the 4-3-3 is the way that we're going. What was, again, interesting to hear Pep Linders talk about in his press conference today was what they've been working on with the group while they've been warm weather training in Dubai. And they've been very much working on their movement in relation to one another. And I used to play doubles tennis. Apologies if you've heard me say this before, but when we played doubles, we always imagined we were on a piece of string. So if I move left, the other guy moves left. If I move right, the other guy moves right. If I move forwards, the other guy moves forward, etc., etc. Liverpool do a very, very complex version of this. So the movements are based off that where everybody else is on the side. So if he moves over, he moves over, and he moves over, and blah, blah, blah. That's what I think Liverpool have been working on, and they've been giving them problems to solve by the sounds of things. So if the ball's here and there's players here, where are your movements? And that's the type of stuff. So when we've been caught on the counter-attack so often this season, when we've had space open up through the middle of the defenders at the very start of the season, often these are the things that they'll be trying to cut out. They, you know, Pep mentioned the fact that when they're playing like two games a week and it's every couple of days or every 3 days, it's very difficult to do the training. So while they've had the group together for the most part, bar the World Cup players, they've been able to work on this type of thing. And that's the thing that I'm looking forward to. Can we see an improvement in Liverpool's positional play, both in and out of possession? Now, this will be interesting to see because we have a strong core of our first team available to us. You know, Thiago and Elliott, Salah, Firmino, Nunes, Robertson, Trent, Matip. These are all first team players. So will we be better because of this time? Will Manchester City be better because of this time? These are the questions that we're going to find out the answers to. Will Liverpool take this one slightly more seriously than Manchester City? Manchester City obviously looking at Champions League, obviously looking at Premier League. They're obviously on for the quadruple and everything else as well. But I think Liverpool might take it just slightly more seriously. F25 editors, Milner in a DM role. He is solid. Yeah. I could see that. You know what? I had two names, didn't I, before? And I when I wrote the team out this morning, came in, I was like, right, all right, we're starting 11 out. And this was the position. I'm pretty comfortable that I've got the team right, to be honest with you. Sometimes I'm like, no, I'm not 100% sure here. I think I've got it pretty close this time. If I don't get 9, I'll be disappointed. By Chetich and Milner was one that had me stumped for a little while, and I just went with my gut and I thought, you know what, Milner's been playing that right-back role, and because Milner's been playing that right-back role, I'm going to give the start to By Chetich in this game. Zero chance of Milner playing DM. City will target him, overrun him like they do every year, said Edward Smith. Ebu has had 8 days off, says Jimmy Endicott. Great statement. Thank you very much. Nunes loves a game against City, says John Cahill. Amin AR says Salah moving centrally. Not sure. Cop connections, Kelleher, Robbo, Gomez, Matip, Trent, Thiago, Elliott, Firmino, Carvalho, Nunes and Salah in a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-2-4. I would put that on the board, but I really do think that Liverpool are now sticking to that 4-3-3 formation. That's what I think they've decided. They've flirted with the 4-2-3-1, they've flirted with the 4-2-4, they've flirted with the 4-4-2, and ultimately they've gone back to the wife, and the wife in this instance is the 4-3-3 formation. So I believe that that's what they're going to stay to. So who's leading the team in this lineup? That's a great question, Adita. Who's captain in this side? That's a tough one, that, isn't it? Right, okay, candidates then. Bobby Firmino's a candidate. Mo Salah's a candidate. Trent's a candidate. Robbo's a candidate. And so is Joel Matip. We know that Joe Gomez, I think, has led the team out before as well. Thiago's obviously massively experienced. Oh, no. I'd give it to that man right there, to be honest with you. Right there, leader on the pitch, leader off the pitch, leads by example. I'd give the armband to Andy Robertson. Oh, there's quite a few people who've agreed there as well. Mr. Leo G says Matip. Stephen Ryder says Joe. I stay you, okay. Liam Lawrence says Robbo. Joey Kneecap says Robbo. LFCRJan.football.9. That's a great name. Succinct. Thiago. Kiota Kansara says Virgil van Dijk, but he's not here. It's City, Robbo will be in full wind-up mode, Edward Smith. That's the comment right there. Full wind-up mode, Andy Robertson, Manchester City, Liverpool Football Club, Etihad Stadium, thousands of Liverpool fans, including me and Paul, who are going to be in the away end, and I cannot wait. We will be doing a watch-along tomorrow evening as well, so you can get that fix. Cannot wait for this one. It's been far, 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 far too long that Liverpool haven't played for, and I really want to beat Manchester City. And yet, Manchester City is so good. I'm so scared, but that's what being a football fan is. Thank you very much for watching. I've got one more comment from Trig Josh, who's now been a member for 29 months. Chris, being as we're cup holders, think Klopp might prioritise the league and Champions League this season, considering our current league position. Hope you and your family are well, mate. Me and my family are well, mate. Hope you and yours are great. I hope you have a great Christmas as well, and everybody watching, if I don't speak to you beforehand. In answer to your question, do I think he might prioritise the league and Champions League? I think he always prioritises the league and Champions League. I think it's more of a... Right now, I don't think he'd have gone... And if he goes this strong, by the way, I don't think he'll have gone this strong if it wasn't for the fact that we've been on a break. If we've been playing two games a week and this game came along against Manchester City, I think you see more kids. I think you might see Ben Doak start. I think you might see Carvalho start, etc., etc. But also now, this is our third or fourth, whatever it is, pre-season game almost. So it's that last pre-season game where you get all your starters on the pitch and you hope that it works right. It's what we used. We went strong in the Community Shield this year before the league started. Didn't quite work out for us that time around. This time, I think it's about going strong and being right for Aston Villa on Boxing Day. So thank you very much for watching. I've enjoyed being back on the Starting 11 prediction shows. We'll be back tomorrow night, of course. The Uncensored Match build-up show's on the channel. And if you want more of us, redmenplus.com. Ta-ra.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.